Welcome to the O Woman Podcast, where we discuss, oh, so many things related to women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships, to our orgasms, to our children, and our ovaries. And we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big, open welcome to you. Thanks for joining me for the show today. This is episode 107 of the O Woman Podcast. And today's episode is about listening to your body in a detailed, focused, concentrated way. I know that you're thinking, I listen to my body. And I think that about myself often too. I listen to my body until one day I realize I'm sick now and I should have been listening to my body before. And I would have known, it would have told me what to do. I'm just not always aware. And I feel like the biggest downfall to that, is the biggest way that you forget to listen to your body, is just because you're busy. And it's normal to forget to listen to your body. There are so many things that you have to do in your life. Everybody has lots of stuff they have to do. But a lot of the things, unfortunately, take us outside of our bodies. And I think that's different. The modern human is different than the ancient or even slightly older human. Is that so many of the tasks that we're required to do aren't really focused on our bodies. A lot of them require that we use our bodies to complete a task or something. But our bodies are not the center of attention. They're not as revered. They're not as in the forefront of what we think about our limitations. We like to push our limitations in a way that isn't necessarily going to be good for us. And so I feel like most people, probably everyone has been guilty of forgetting to listen to their body at some point in time. And that's because we're not always present in our body. Our minds are doing 8 million other things and they're propelling our body to go here and do this and be that. But we don't take enough time, I think, to be centered and to actually think. Even if it's in the middle of a busy day, just take 3 seconds to reflect on how your body feels so that you can alter what you can about your day to make your body better, to adjust, to make your body healthier and happier overall. And so I just wanted to talk about some of those variables today, some of the things that we all know about, but we just forget to actually think about them. To check in with ourselves, to check in with our bodies, to come back to the present when our bodies are, which is here with us, to leave your otherworldly reverie, your daydreaming, and come back and think about your body just for a second. So before you actually get to assess, hey, how does my body feel? You have to know what your baseline is. And all of us know what our baseline is because we live it every day in general. The average of all of our days is kind of our baseline. So what are we generally like? Someone who might have a chronic illness, who might usually have pain in their leg or, I don't know, something like that. That's going to be part of their baseline, that they have pain in their leg to some degree. But it's up to them to determine what is the general pain in my leg that I know is going to be there. It's the way it is, unless I can find some ways to remedy it. And then what is, there's too much pain in my leg. So it's up to each individual person. You can't answer this for anybody else. You only can answer it for yourself. It's up for each individual person to recognize what their body is normally like, normally needs, normally wants, normally doesn't like. And some of this might require some thinking. So your baseline might really be someone who just can't drink coffee. That's the case with me. And I just kind of figured this out a little bit better recently. I am hypersensitive to coffee. And I was looking it up and that is a thing. I'm hypersensitive to coffee. My body, I think it's an enzyme is what it is. My body is not as inclined or doesn't have as much of this enzyme to break down all of the caffeine and all the stuff that's in coffee. Cause it's a caffeine thing that your body responds to. So that it makes me jittery and crazy and sometimes anxious and nervous and depressed and weird and wiggy. And I like sometimes even imagine like bad things are going to happen. I start daydreaming negative stuff. It's super weird. And other people are affected like this, but most people can do coffee and they feel a little jittery and awake, and that's it. It goes away. For me, sometimes it can screw up my whole day if I have more than like a sip or two. And especially if I haven't eaten, forget it. My day is over. I have become a lunatic in my own mind, a prisoner of my own craziness from the caffeine. And so I know that baseline me is someone that caffeine shouldn't be in that baseline. It isn't in the baseline because my body can't process it. It can't handle it. So you know what your body can do. You know how much your body can actually, how many beers that it can drink. But you just need to be aware of it because we push our baseline all the time. We add extra things to our life, which it's not necessarily bad, but then we have to compensate and think about ways to nurture ourselves so that we balance out our health. And that's really what this episode is talking about, is complete nurturing, complete nourishment of your body, because you need food, you need this and that, but you also need to listen to yourself and give yourself rest and give yourself a de-stressing moment, and not a distressing one, a de-stressing moment. You need to give yourself sex. You need to give yourself whatever your body needs that is within the bounds of other people, you know, agreeing, obviously. So we talked about the baseline. Now let's go over some of the really obvious things that most people seriously forget about. I forget about it on a regular basis. So first of all, when you're assessing, hey, how does my body feel? One of the things is thirst. So do I feel thirsty? Oftentimes people are mildly but chronically dehydrated, even if they're not really aware of it. Because by the time you get to, I'm thirsty, I need water, your body's already beyond, you know, it's already a bit dehydrated. And so most people, a lot of children, are chronically dehydrated to a mild degree. And we can't say that that's horribly negative, but we also can't say that that isn't going to negatively affect your brain functioning, depending on if it's a chronic dehydration, if it lasts for years, where you've not quite had enough water, but you've just had just enough to get by. What's that really going to do to your brain? What's that really going to do to your body? So listening to your body, and if that, of course, includes when you're thirsty, drink water. That doesn't mean drink coffee, because that can actually dehydrate you further. That doesn't mean drink a juice. You can drink juice sometimes, but it generally means drink water because that's what your body wants. And also trying to be prepared for when you think you might be thirsty so you don't have to wait for the feeling. Just think about what your body is needing to keep, to continue going throughout the day, and try to give yourself water, or, you know, some sort of liquid that is going to be good for you throughout the day so that you're constantly refueling yourself. Another thing that I have a problem listening to is hungry. If I'm in the middle of a task, I don't want to give up to eat. And when I eat tons, but I don't want to stop now to eat. I want to wait until I'm done with the task and then I'll go eat. But the problem is at that point, I'm already so starving that my blood sugar has kind of dropped out. I might feel a little bit kooky. And then I'm thinking, what do I eat? Crap, I didn't really give myself enough time to fix food or to find food. So preparing food in advance is going to be good for this. This is something that we do a lot. But that's one of your huge nourishments, pathways, is food. So make sure that you're giving yourself food and the right kind of food. You can't run a McDonald's and say, I did right by my body today. Everybody runs a McDonald's sometimes, but that's not doing right by your body. Simply giving yourself something to fill up your stomach does not count as food. When I say food, I mean nourishing food. So vegetables, fruits, good animal meats, good fats, good things, you know, not partially hydrogenated vegetable oil and, you know, good fats, because your brain needs fat to work. So trying to eat a diet that doesn't include fat is a horrible idea. You need to include fat. It just needs to be the right kind of fat that the human body can process and deal with, like clean animal fat from a free-range animal or from a non-GMO organically raised animal. Another thing that you need to think about when you're thinking about your body is your general physical overall state. So are you tired? And if so, are you physically tired? Like, do you need a little bit of a break? Give yourself a 2-minute break. I don't see how that's going to be a problem in most aspects of your life. If you're in the middle of a really intense physical labor job, you probably can't take a break. But if you could perhaps take a break to go pee. Everybody gets to take a break from work if they are having to go to the bathroom. So go to the bathroom, but take that time as actually a rest moment and think of it as that rest moment when you're doing it. So let your brain leave whatever it's thinking of, come back to your body and allow yourself to kind of have a moment of rest. Maybe you're tired physically, or maybe you're tired emotionally. Maybe you need to distract yourself with something else, or take a power nap, or redirect whatever you're doing so that it's something a little bit different, but maybe something else you need to do, but that it's not going to be as emotionally draining. And there are aspects in all of our lives where we can't escape being physically tired or emotionally tired. And I'm not saying that you should do that, because it's good to be tired. It means you've done a lot of stuff that's probably very valuable during that day. But you need to counterbalance some of the effects that has on your body and give yourself permission to heal from it. So your day was exhausting. Come home and take care of yourself. Drink a lot of water. Eat great food. Relax. Do things that make you feel positive about your day, about your body. Do things that nourish your body. So also, maybe if you're physically tired, maybe your body is stiff or sore. Maybe your muscles are sore. Something you could do is just stretch. Take a minute to stretch. You can stretch at work a lot of times. If you work in a cubicle or if you work at a desk, you're allowed to stand up and take a momentary stretch break. You're allowed to stretch out your legs while you sit in your chair or stretch out your arms while you're working. You can do these things. You can do, you know, butt squeezes, those butt clenches to kind of stretch out and exercise and get the blood flowing in different parts of your body. I've heard also recently a lot of people are getting rid of their desk chairs and doing a standing desk, and that's something too. Just make sure you're not locking your legs and standing completely still when you're doing that. Another way that you need to listen to your body is thinking about if you're getting sick. Most people can kind of predict when they're getting sick if they take the time to slow down and think about it. You're thinking, oh, my throat's a little sore. I felt a little groggy when I woke up this morning. And if you're aware of your body on a deeper level and not just when you're all of a sudden super sick, if you're aware of your body getting sick, there's a lot you can do to fight it. You can take extra vitamin C. You can drink extra water. You can eat really healthy. You can do different things that you believe in to help you kind of lessen the effects of this illness when you get it, or to maybe even prevent it altogether, because I've been able to do that multiple times, and it's a great feeling to think, I listened to my body, and I beat the cold I was getting, and I feel great about it. Another thing that I feel like is probably the thing that people listen to the least about their body is the stress that their body takes in and processes and deals with. Because most of our days have stress in them, we just kind of take it as a matter of fact and as a matter of course, and we don't really think about it. We don't really try to prevent it or try to heal after it. So there's plenty of things you can do to prevent or to heal after a stressful thing has happened to you. You can do some deep breathing exercises. You can remove yourself from the situation for a moment. You can try to think about perspective. So some of the things are physical, some of the things are mental that you have to kind of do to get through stress. You might have to talk to yourself and say, okay, we can do this, it'll work. You might need to call a friend. Whatever works for you is what you should do. But don't ignore the fact that you're stressed and think, I'll just get through it. You actually need to take a moment, maybe at the end of your day, to put everything in perspective, think about how to de-stress your body. Aging is also something that we need to be aware of in our bodies. We're all going to age. We're all going to die. Our bodies are all going to fall apart a little bit. That's the course of human nature, of the human lifespan. That's the way it goes. But your body doesn't fall apart. It doesn't need to fall apart in an abnormal way or in a rapid way or in a fast way. You can take care of yourself. Older people, in many cases, you know, 80-year-old people, are not as capable of heavy lifting or as capable of running for miles and miles or as capable of doing a lot of stuff. And that's just a fact, because their bodies can't handle it as much anymore. They're not as plastic, which means flexible, pliable. They might get a little bit more tired easily. But even if you're a younger woman, I'm about to turn 30, you still can notice the changes in your body, the changes in what your body can do, and to not push it. Because a lot of people think, I don't want to get old, and they push through it. But that's not going to help you at all. Listening to what your body is now telling you, which might be a lot of limitations, and adapting to those limitations and finding a way around it and slowing down a little bit, but still finishing the task, is a really good way to approach that. Also, sexual excitement. You have to listen to your body when it comes to that. Are you interested in sex, maybe sex with someone else, maybe sex with yourself. But the great thing about sex is it's exercise. It is an emotional mood lifter. It is a de-stressor. So it does a lot of these really great things that can help other aspects of your life, just like eating well and drinking water and taking care of yourself emotionally. It's a full package of taking care of yourself. So if you're thinking, I'm really excited about sex lately, think of a way to engage in it. Find a partner in a safe way. Or speak with your partner and say, hey, let's do it. Or have sex with yourself, which would be masturbating, folks. So, you know, there's so many different things you can do, because ignoring your sexual self is ignoring your animal self, which is a huge section of who you are, which is a big, big part of your body. And so you can't ignore that. And then the last thing I want to talk about is being present and aware of your emotions. Your emotions are a product of your physical self. They're a product of interacting in a social sphere, and of being an intelligent being. So your emotions are valid, all of them. All of them are valid. And if you feel shame about any of them, you shouldn't. You need to express them in the right way. You need to express them in a way that means you're respecting other people, you're respecting yourself. But holding in different emotions, whether it's negative ones or even positive ones, holding in love, holding in anger, is going to have a toll on your body. And you might not be able to express it to the person you want to express it to. Like if you're mad at someone, you probably can't go beat them up, or shouldn't go beat them up anyway. But you can get your anger out in other ways. You can exercise, you can talk it out, write it out, yell, run around. You know, there's so many things you can do. But expressing your emotional self is directly linked to your physical well-being. Because you hold stress in your body, you affect so much about your body. The stress hormone in your body, or catecholamines, are the stress hormones in your body. And when they're flooding through your body, it's kind of like a fight or flight response. When you have them for a long time, even if you have them on a small scale, a constant low level of stress all the time, it's going to break your body down, because you're not meant to have these stress hormones in your body consistently. You're meant to have them there when you need to make the decision to kick someone's butt or run away or whatever. That's when you need to have them. Or you need to have them in a moment of, you know, a big moment of, I'm going to save this puppy from a train, you know, whatever. A big action moment is when you're supposed to have them in your body. You're not supposed to have them consistently. And they break down your body a little bit. They aren't good for you. It's imbalances in your system if they stay there. So you need to think of ways to try to get rid of some of the stress that you're causing yourself by holding in emotions or just from your day-to-day life. So hopefully this was some good insight about how to get going on rethinking about how to be present in your body and listening to your body. Your body tells you so much more than even your brain can imagine. You just have to know how to listen in the right way. Thanks so much for listening to the O Woman podcast. Please check us out on Facebook, the website, subscribe on iTunes. And as always, I love talking with you guys, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Okay, bye.